Next, we want to note that today is the 62nd anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor. On the morning of December 7, 1941, Japanese airplanes began a surprise attack on the U.S. Navy at its moorings in Hawaii, an attack that drew the U.S. into World War II. Every December 7th, the president issues a proclamation remembering that attack and the 2,400 Americans killed on that day. The wording doesn't vary all that much from year to year, but two differences make President Bush's 2003 proclamation stand out. The president referred to the war on terrorism, saying, "As in the aftermath of the terrible attack on Pearl Harbor, our nation will stay the course, and we will prevail." And the presidential proclamation did not mention by name the country that attacked the United States in 1941. The proclamation describes Pearl Harbor using the passive voice, reading, "America was attacked without warning." Most previous proclamations specifically mention Japan. Though White House press officials were not available to explain the omission this afternoon, the word choice has drawn attention in Japan. The country's Kyoto News Service surmised that it was an effort not to offend Japan at a sensitive time. Japan is preparing to send soldiers to Iraq to aid in the reconstruction there. It'll be only the second time Japanese troops have gone abroad since World War II.